Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Well, we're waiting.
And now for our feature presentation. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two, two for tea, me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friendly relations. Week indications, we won't have it known here. We on a telephone. Day will break and dial awake in the dark to bake a sugar cake for you to take to all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Coast to coast, the Possum Hour theme. funny you should ask, Ford. Any news on Gumby? Not really. He got pretty banged up. And he's recovering well. I see he's been on Facebook liking stuff and whatnot. I don't know. I think he's coming around. I think we should all send him a Wawa. Or two. The boy needs to put on some... Man, I wish I could will him. I need to get rid of 30 pounds. Really bad. And he could use 30 pounds. If there was only some way. No, he's not banged up in an accident. He had a... internal conniption shit that he had to have a little operation on, so. Lots of prayers and all that good stuff. He's getting better. He's doing well, from what I hear. But yeah, he needs to put on some, get some Wawas in him, man. Yeah, fat transplant, Daddy G, that's what we need. Dr. Cake, you can do it. You're from, like, the 24th and a half century. Isn't there some kind of technology? I stick my belly on Gumby's belly. Be beautiful. Just what the doctor ordered, man, for both of us. Honest to Pete. All right. Well, I guess we could skip with the trivialities here and say you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Top 10 Reasons to Abandon All Hope. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guests, Rex Sexhammer and Slosh Dog Drool, world-renowned monkeypox aficionados. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster. This time, his weekly tirade focuses on the decline of men's shoe sizes since the 1950s. Friday, of course, it's not us Friday Night Plus because we're kind of on hiatus day for a while. But it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting if you're really into that. Yeah, I'll tell you a little more about it in a minute. First, the phone lines will be open in a few things, and then with the thing and the call-in number.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
When your children come home from school, is this how they see you? Too tired to give them the attention they deserve? Your trouble could be iron-poor, tired blood. And vitamins alone can't build up iron-poor blood. But Geritol can. Just 2 Geritol tablets or 2 tablespoons of Geritol liquid contain 7 vitamins plus twice the iron in a pound of calf's liver. In one day, Geritol iron is in your bloodstream, carrying strength and energy throughout your body. Check with your doctor, and if you feel tired because of iron-poor blood, take Geritol. Feel stronger fast in 7 days. This is Ralph Bellamy. Your health.
Some people can fall asleep any place. But if you can't sleep because of simple nervous tension or daily problems, take 2 Somanex tablets as directed for 100% safe, natural-like sleep.
Take Somanex tonight and sleep.
Hello?
This guy's so mean, the meanest man I ever seen. He gives you youth, boom, he takes it away. He takes that nice curly hair and turns it gray. He makes you rich, makes you poor. What a snitch, that's for sure. All those dreams and all those schemes ain't worth a dime. You'd better have a good time every day. You'll never get away from that old guy, that old man time. Let me hear the band. Oh, yeah. That's good. Hey, where's the brass? Hey, we got no brass today. Come on, you got brass once. Give me brass. That's Old man time, he's the bugaboo. Every year, this guy, he changes you. He bends your back, dims your eyes, and you see less. You quake and shake when he's through, you're a mess. But there's one thing he can't change. Love that's true stays the same. It lives on and on and on in any climb. And you don't ever have to fret. Fall in love, you forget. That old guy, that old man time. Listen to me, he gave you beauty, charm, grace, and the wrinkles in your face. That old man, that old man.
What kind of shit is that?
Let's say it was,
filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
Yeah, beauty. Okay, I'm unmuted. I don't have Gumby here to go, Commodore, are you muted over there? I mean, I need this guy. So, for all I know, he's tuned in tonight, listening to this mess. I don't know. It's probably after hours in the convalescent home, though. But he's doing okay. He's doing okay. He had a little thing in the thing, and Spilkus in his Gnecticozoink, and, you know, I had to operate. It's getting old shit, man. The stuff that's going to happen to all of us if we're lucky. Maybe not. Like, drop dead. Going to get my next beer, I don't know. There's a cheery thought. Anyhow, moving right along and tiptoeing past the elephant in the room. Welcome to the show. And we'll try to shut up as much as possible and play as much wonderful music to entertain you for this hour and a half. The trick, possum hour, but it's an hour and a half. I think Trenton's the only one that picked up on that. Oh, man. There's, Ford said, as long as his nurses are young and pretty, it's always worth it. From what I hear, there's going to be just a fuckload of lawsuits, man. He can't keep his hands off the merchandise over there. He's pinch and push, tweaking nips. He's a madman. So, you know, guy can't have a cigar for a few days. Falls right off the rails. All right, man. I hope so. I really hope that's true, too. That would be cool. He's over there, bling, tweet, tweet. So anyhow, we'll blow something up. I know. I can see Gumby doing it too, Hope. It's totally true. But you have to have the cigar like Groucho, you know. Hey, come over here, baby. So what do we got? We got we're blowing up Uncle Bobo's playlist for his Bundes rallies that we all love. Here's greatest hits, greatest racist hits of all time. And I think we blew this up before. We may have blown this up on the End of the World show. It's funny enough, it's The End of the World by R.E.M. It's very appropriate for Uncle Bobo's rallies. Now, don't get me wrong. What am I laughing at? I don't know. It's it's the nihilism. You know, that's what brings you back for the laughs. You can't help but laugh at the nihilism. You are correct, Kate. The end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Survival kit condom check. MMU 5, 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills,
pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
I don't want no monkey around. Don't you monkey around with me. Don't let no monkey be outside. I'm no monkey candidate. Cause I love you.
Messiah now. Yeah.
That was all I could find, man. I couldn't find, you want to buy a monkey. Too much stuff on a thing. Oh, well. Yes, the monkey pox. Thank you, Ford, for that one. Monkey business, man. What's up with monkey pox now? Jeez, man. It's not enough. The gas is, like, heading toward $5 a gallon. Now I got to worry about having sex with chimps, you know? Used to be a fun world. Alrighty. But it looks like I was listening to a guy. I was listening to a guy today that was saying, like, at this point, it should be pretty easy to contain. But, you know, you want to believe the guys that say the nice stuff. Bird flu apple cheeks adds to the fun. Yeah, I didn't know that was going back around. Well, that's part of the COVID thing, I think, with the bat soup and all that crazy shit. Man, you know, if the whole world was vegetarian, we probably wouldn't have a lot of these problems. I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions. But this just seems like a lot of fucking work just to eat meat. Oh, speaking of meat.
Yeah, there's a segue.
My buddy Bogey was down today. We had a whack of scotch, which is always nice. You know, the male bonding. Just a small. What we call a dram. We had the High Rye by Johnny Walker. Beautiful, beautiful. Because neither of us like rye whiskey. Because of the backbite in rye whiskey. That's the Monongahela the Virginian used to drink. But this stuff, add a little rye into some nice smooth scotch. It's a beauty. So that was fun. And he brought, the point of I brought it up is he brought the trap for Vanderbilt, the groundhog. So, I've been watching videos on how to trap these big bastards. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think it's, I'm going to be breaking some laws, technically. But he's undermining my shed. I got to think of the shed. You know, wouldn't you think of the shed? I'm thinking of my shed. All right. So we'll wish Vanderbilt. That'll be next week, though, after I get back from shit, that I'm going to trap Vanderbilt. I'm going to take him to a better place. And I don't mean that like I'm going to kill him or something, you know, like weird. No, I'm going to take him to a really fucking nice, I got it all picked out, man. It's a nice park. He can burrow. He's got all kind of shit he can burrow in. Oh, yeah, it's a live trap, man. He goes in there, the door shuts, and he's sitting in there going, oh, fuck. And then I stick him in the back of the truck, drive him off to Ertzatz Park over there, and well, there they are, the Possum Lounge. I think they all showed up just hoping that Gumby would show up, man. Which I did, too. That's really the only reason why I'm doing the show. I was hoping Gumby might show up, man. But he'll be back. I have all the confidence in the world. He still has a sense of humor in his thumbs. So, get a couple wah-wahs in him. He ought to be okey-doke. Oh, take some pictures of the thing. But then that'll be like, that'll be like evidence, man. We don't want evidence, man. Like, I could just say, I was making shit up for the podcast, you know. Which I am. I totally don't have a trap in my shed that I'm going to set next week for the groundhog. That's not going to happen. Never. You have my word on it as a Republican. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. It wouldn't be Apple Cheeks without Alice. Oh, okay. I will find out how to send Gumby a card. I will. I know how to get that information, and I will share that on the Facebook. And we will. We can inundate him with cards, and maybe like DoorDash, little Wawa, get him a Wawa. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. That's a great idea. Let me make a note of that so I don't fucking forget. Oh, geez, I gotta call this lady tomorrow. I'll put it on this page. Gumby card shit. All right. Gumby card shit. I'll know what it means. Ope once said, man, that'll be so fucking cool, man. You guys rock. I didn't even think of that. How thoughtless. But you guys, you're the thoughtful ones. God bless you. God bless you, each one. Every one of you. All right. Moving right along. Daddy G's here from the Daddy G Share. He's got a show on Saturday nights, which I'm usually working, which I was this week. Where was I at? Oh, I said a sweet 16 birthday party. And, you know, I'm completely confident that I'm not like really a pervert or something, because they were very pretty girls, and I just went, boy, they're pretty little girls. Good for them. You know? Yeah, I'm an old man. They were nice, though. They were really nice kids, and really pretty, a lot of pretty ones. And, it sucked, because I drew the birthday girl twice, and she was the only one in the crowd I couldn't get, man. And, like, I wasn't capturing her. I hate when that happens, man. Especially if you're at a wedding and you do the bride and groom and you totally blow it. And you're like, oh, shit. And then you'll be remembered as the caricature artist who drew the shitty caricature, you know. Even though all the other ones were great. Daddy G shows on Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time with music and frivolity in the grotto. I think he supplies swimmies, so you don't have to worry about bringing them, and flippers. No pictures, Ford. I specifically, because of you, there's no pictures, sir. Tell you what. No, but it was cool. They were really nice, and the folks gave me a little tip there. Hey! And so nice. And I was my charming self, of course. Old man, but charming. Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake and I have been meeting on Monday nights since Lassie was a pup. And that's the honest truth of that, man. You think about it. Think about it hard. Gee whiz. Admiral Janeway's, Fleet Admiral Janeway's chat room. She put up some pictures on Facebook. Jeez, she's my girl. Miss her. So, Dr. Cake, thank you very much. Being here, Daddy G, mention him, Apple Cheeks. And there's Ford Prefect, completing our Canadian contingent. She's a pretty little thing. Well put, Daddy G. He's a cute, cute, cutie. Ford Prefect. We've been meeting on Monday nights since we first started cleaning up pup turds. And speaking of that, the kids feed Pauly. Pauly's staying for the week. He's over for the week. I'm watching him while the kids are on their honeymoon. They're a little ass backward. They're doing a honeymoon, and then they're getting married Friday when they come back. But, hey, you know, to each his own. So I'm watching the dog, and they feed it this really expensive food. Like, perfect turds, man. These are like you could look up turd in the encyclopedia Google, and it'd be a picture of one of Pauly's. They're beauties. So easy to clean up. Thank you for coming forward. Thank you for reminding me of the dog turds that I've been so up close and personal through the last 2 days. And there's other people's eyes, our old pal Hope, who doesn't remind me of dog turds at all. Not one bit. Thank you for coming, sir. At GTO, I think, got the wrong idea when I said that we weren't... Friday show is on hiatus. I don't know. He didn't come tonight, but we miss you, GT. We miss you. And, of course, I could probably draw one of Pauly's turds from memory now, Ford, because he likes to walk twice a day. He's really into it, and, you know, he's artistic about it. But we're also missing the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Look for an address to send a card to, damn it. Excuse me. And I have to check what my cue is, because I'm stupid like that. I'm so well prepared. This is where Gumby comes in handy, you see what I'm saying, OV. Okay. Yeah, that'll work. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. With your super host, me,
As the Beaver.
Maybe. Could be. Well, let's do this one.
Well, what would you all like to play?
We heard a new one. It's called Wet Shoes in the Sunset.
That's just no fun.
Well, how about Cossack Fool Love?
You know, I haven't heard Charlene sing in a long time.
Well, sing that love song that I like so well.
Oh, that makes you cry, Pa.
Well, I'll find it.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time snow will come when geese are calling. We need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young, it's o'er we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the road is
I believe that's the prettiest thing I ever heard.
Was it, sucker?
All right. Yes. Maggie Peterson, who played Charlene Darling, recently passed away. Rest in peace. Age 81. 81 years young, as the old people like to say. She was a cutie. Yes, indeedy. Darlene, darling. And we had a little Denver Pyle on the show. It's always nice to get a little Denver Pyle in the show. Thank you, Ford, for bringing that one to my attention. Because, you know, I'm a big Denver Pyle fan. Seriously. He was almost Matt Dillon. Get the fuck out. No, I'm not kidding. Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. I got a quick anecdotal. This kind of, I don't know. I was embarrassed about this. I didn't even want to talk about this on the show. Because it was a stupid thing. I did a stupid thing. So, you know, I'm having an adult beverage, and I'm on Fuck Boo. And Ford, I asked Ford, what the hell is that thing that blocks stupid ads? Because I'd taken it off. Well, as it was not on there, and this is why I asked you, Ford, about that thing, and I put it back on. Because I saw an ad, and I went, oh, I got to have that. And I clicked one of those bad ads on fucking Facebook. Well, what they'd done in this ad, they'd taken a picture from a legitimate website and put it on their page as if that was their product, see? But it was an old bait and switch deal, see? Well, Well, a couple years ago, I bought ball jerseys for me and my son after the season was over, and they were legit. And they weren't much more expensive than this. And it's, oh, this is the deal of the century. Okay, well, all right, cool. Because I saw they have all these vintage baseball jerseys. And they had a reproduction of the Decatur Commodores, okay? So I'm thinking, oh, man, that's for me. Because across the front of this bad boy, it just says Commies, right? Commies. How cool is that? A baseball game says Commie, the Commies. So, I stupidly ordered the thing. And I should have known. There's no way this thing's $40, right? So, the next day I get an email from China. I'm going, oh, shit. That place was in China? Glad I paid with PayPal. And not out of my bank. The Decatur Commodores. How cool. So anyway, I said, oh, shit. So I figured, you know, I'm still waiting on a thing from China from like 3 years ago. I figured, I'll probably never see that, man. Nothing against Chinese people or Asians, but fuck China, you know? So anyway, I'm figuring I'm not going to get anything. Well, then I got another email. I could track the package if I click this link. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm going to click the link from an email from China. Yeah. And I was, you know, I might have been born yesterday, but it was early in the day. So you ain't going to get me again. Well, anyway, the darn package shows up at my door, and I'm like, oh, how cool. I actually got the booty. This is the cheapest shit ever. It felt like PJs, right? Like real gossamer material, and it was screen printed. The shit was screen printed on it. It was number 8 on the back, just like in the picture, and the piping and everything's printed on there. Across the front, right? And I look at it, I'm looking, well, at least it says Commies, right? And I put it on, I look in the mirror, and I realize it's not a C, like Commies, C-O-M-M-I-E-S. They changed the C into a G. Because I guess the Chinese government was uncool about having shirts printed that said Commies. So they totally took away the whole reason I got the shirt. So anyway, I gave it to my son for his birthday. He got a kick out of the story, and he's now a member of the Gommies. What the fuck? The Gommies, man. How fucking weird, man. Alright, swear to God, I gotta get him to take a picture of himself in that stupid shirt. What a hoot. The Gommies. But, yeah, it came in handy. He had a birthday. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah, I knew his birthday. All right, you know who else's birthday it is? Scatman!
Write that letter, man!
Yeah, I'm gonna write it right now. Sit right down and write myself a letter, letter, letter. Believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad that you got them. Smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, better, better. And smile the way you used to do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, baby, and make believe it came from you. Swinging on down that boy.
Mm-hmm.
write down and write myself a letter. Yes, to make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write verses so, so sweet. They gonna knock me off my big flat seat. Got a kiss at the bottom. You be glad that you got them. Gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Love and love the way you used to be. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a great big fat letter.
You get that right. Catman Crothers was awesome. Surprised he wasn't a bigger star than he was. I was saving all the good stuff for when Gumby was sick. I knew he was going to go down sooner or later. Let's, you know, put the Scatman back. Speaking of which, Scatman reminds us we got to write our letters to Gumby. Letters to Gumby. Oh, and here's a show note. We're going to let Gumby convalesce. And we'll meet here in the Possum Lounge next month. So mark your calendar. June 6th, 2022 will be the next episode of Possum Hour. Right before the show, I checked my messages on the show, on the phone, and this lady that I was going to call called me. I'm like, sweet. So she knows there's something going on. You know, I hate cold calling, like, if you haven't talked to somebody before, and you're like, hey, so you know what I'm talking about there? You know, she knows what I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, neither here nor there. That's one of my lists, like Ford's lists there. But yeah, I think Professor Gumby would appreciate, like, the dirtier the card, the better. If you catch my drift.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Indeed. You gotta love that, man. Facebook event. Man, I don't really dig Facebook that much anymore. It, like so many other things in our world today, is a divisive thing. Where MySpace brought us all together, man. It was about the music, dude. And then Facebook stole us away, tore us apart, reamed our assholes, made us play Farmville. And then we all got mad at each other and went to our corners and festered. Festered, I say. Festered like Fester Bester Tester. We stewed in our own juices. My God. That's what Facebook did. That bastard. And look at all the time I wasted on there. Holy shit. I should have, like, carbuncles on my ass. Thank God for small favors. 3 minutes! Here we get back.
Rock my hot potatoes.
Rock my hot potatoes. Rock my hot potatoes.
my grocery store. And then I ate them up a little by the salad bar. I have to shoot and I got your ticket on the ground. I should have leaves, but then I bought some blue tomatoes. I used my shopper car, it wasn't very hard. I have to exit then, because I have to bend. I think they used to fire me, and now we need to clean up on aisle 3. And don't you touch my hot potatoes.
Hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes.
No, don't touch them. They're hot.
Hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Hot potatoes, hot potatoes, hot potatoes. Oh, 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 hot potatoes.
I'm allergic to legumes. If I eat a soybean, it spells my doom. Potatoes are rich and antioxidants. So rock me hot potato, rock me hot potato. I use my diner's card, it was kind of hard. I had to exit there because I had no friends. Now boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. On aisle 3, and don't you touch my blue tomatoes.
Blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes. Blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes. Blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes. Blue tomatoes, blue tomatoes.
Come on, it's my blue potatoes.
Papa lettuce, papa lettuce.
Freestyle, bitches!
I ain't Play-Doh, I ain't Play-Doh. I ain't Play-Doh, I ain't Play-Doh, I ain't Play-Doh. I ain't Play-Doh, I ain't Play-Doh, I ain't Play-Doh. Oh, 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 I ain't Play-Doh.
Oh my god, you're a dumbass.
I'm a dumbass, I'm a dumbass. I'm a dumbass, I'm a dumbass, I'm a dumbass. I'm a dumbass, I'm a dumbass, I'm a dumbass. I'm a dumbass.
Ben Roethlisberger, your wet dream is here.
You're a rapist, you're a rapist. You're a rapist, you're a rapist, you're a rapist. You're a rapist, you're a rapist, you're a rapist.
You guys have any change?
I'm Obama, I'm Obama. I'm Obama, I'm Obama, I'm Obama. I'm Obama, I'm Obama, I'm Obama. Barack Obama.
You taste like mayonnaise.
I promise, I promise. I promise, I promise, I promise.
To bring you this important message. I love you.
Message you with Gumby's contact information now that I think it through. I'm just very worried about people's privacy online, man. Especially all the dumb shit I've said and revealed online. It's like, oh my god, I'm lucky I'm not in jail. Crying out loud. All right. And I'll send one to GT because he loves sending cards and shit. He's very good at that. Well, that Tesla dude, what's his name? Elon Musk. Muskie the muskrat. Apparently these Tesla cars, they just fucking burst into flames, man. Oh, I'm going to not say fucking. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and like every other word out of his mouth was profanity. It really makes you sound stupid. So, moving right along. They just burst into flames. I think it's the batteries or something in these things. But in North Vancouver, British Columbia, Jamil Jutha was driving his 2021 Tesla Model Y. Had it for 8 months. The vehicle pushed an error notification, then powered down. Then the cabin filled with smoke. That thing was on fire. He had trouble getting out of the thing. And this isn't good, man. I mean, I might get a leaky gas tank in the truck, but I'm pretty sure it ain't going to burst into flames as long as I'm not smoking. So watch out for the Teslas. Apple Cheeks says, thinking ahead, send us your mailing address too, just in case you get sick sometime. Oi. There's a happy thought. Possumauer address book. I like the way you think, Ope. Yeah, I guess Ford, they're still bursting into flames. Not good. Not a good selling point. Well, lighter news. In Texas, Texas mom got quite a surprise when they delivered 31 McDonald's cheeseburgers to her house from DoorDash and were accidentally ordered by her 2-year-old son. I'm totally against giving the kids the gym crack. It's probably a good idea because they have to get acclimated to it because this is our future, but this seems like a real cop-out. Of course, we used to put videos in the videotape machine and set the kids in front of the TV, the same damn thing. It's lazy parenting, that's what it is. But, geez, I think the kids got more out of the videos than looking in the gym crack. Amazed with their own image. But anyway, it wasn't locked onto the camera function and he ended up ordering 31 cheeseburgers. Serves you right. And I guess she ended up eating them or giving them away or something. I don't know. Had her dead to rights. 2-year-old's too young for gym crack. You are correct, Daddy G. I agree 100%. 100. Now, speaking of gym cracks, you got to have a gym crack, right? You got to have a gym crack. How do you get along without a gym crack now? You got to have one. Today, in New York City, the last public payphone in New York City. The kiosk with the last two remaining payphones in the entire city of New York, the Big Apple. Take it to the phone graveyard, man. There's no payphones in Manhattan, baby. So you better bring your gym crack. And don't forget the cord so you can charge that bad boy up. Because you're going to need it. Weird, man. Creepy world. I didn't get a cell phone until I realized they were taking away all the payphones. I was going to a gig and I didn't know how to, I got lost or something. I went to call the guy who booked me, and I'm like, I just pull over to this gas station and call the guy with the, shit, there's no phone. So, you gotta have one. You gotta spy the short hairs over there. I hope they don't get rid of all the hot dogs and shit and pizza slices. That's it. New York's the only place I know where they buy pizza by the slice. You want a slice? Who the fuck buys a slice? In Ohio, you buy a fucking pie, man. And then you got some left over for tomorrow. You know, that's just slice shit. Oh, yeah, I know apple cheeks. And the thing is, it's not a bad thing to give them to the kids. Eventually, they got to learn how to fucking use this stupid thing. Why shake harder, boy? Old man, shaking hard. All right, here's the stupidest thing you could buy. Here's the stupidest thing. This is even stupider than buying comic books on eBay. Balenciaga, some kind of designer bullshit luxury brand. B-A-L-E-N-C-I-G-A. Balenciaga or something. Anyway, they've got a line of sneakers. They're extremely distressed sneakers. They look like old Chuck Taylors that have been eaten by a sow and shit out. And they go for the low, low price of $1,850 a pair. Kidding me. They look like a pair of black Chucks that had just been destroyed. I've had sneakers my whole life, and I've had some fucked up sneakers. I had sneakers that went through the Ohio Pile raft thing, and I threw them away, and they looked better than these sneakers. And I threw them away. I could have got, what, maybe $2,000 for these bad boys. You know, they were only water-soaked. What the fuck, man? I do kind of take pleasure in rich people buying dumb shit like that, though. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, just because you're rich doesn't mean you're fucking smart, asshole. And I'm using profanity. I'm sounding stupid. Sorry, kid. That's what seeing Fleet Admiral Janeway rear her pretty head on Facebook today was. She got me to quit swearing, man. I almost, like, never swear. Because, you know, I talk to her all the time. It was like she got upset if I swore. She's a good influence on me. I liked her. Oh, okay. We'll do that one last. Let's do the, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Guinness World Records. Here's a great one. Indiana students attempt world record for a game of Duck, Duck, Goose. More than 2,000 students from three Indiana high schools came together Friday to attempt the Guinness record for the largest game of Duck, Duck, Goose. I commend them. The previous record of 2,135 people was met in 2011. And they got, well, I guess they're still waiting for the official count. So, good luck to the kids from Indiana. Duck, Duck, Goose. Pretty creative. All right. The farthest paper airplane flight has taken place, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like, you know, you remember where you were when the Wright brothers flew that 20 feet at San Juan Hill. Of course you do. But here in South Korea, a record-breaking 252-foot flight of a paper airplane took place just the other day. 252 feet 7 inches, my friends. Designed by Chiwi Yang of Malaysia, folded by Shin Moon Jun of South Korea, and flown in the air by Kim Kwai-tae of South Korea. It's a three-man operation. I mean, it took two people to get the Wright brothers up. It took three to get this bastard in the air. And it went miles farther than the stupid Wright brothers. Fuck them. Going with Su Chu Chu every time. All right. British man spends 36 hours on swing for Guinness World Record. I could actually do this one. I think I could do this one. It'd be tough. I mean, he has to sit rocking back and forth on a swing for 36 hours. But I don't think I would be physically impaired to be able to complete that. So you better watch your ass. What's his name? Richard Scott, 51, of King Cross, England. I'm after you. I'm after you. I have your scent. You might as well just forget it. It's all over, baby blue. All right, now. Oh, I didn't look up what it was. What the hell is it? They've made the world's largest Scotch egg. And I said, oh, yeah, I need to look up what the hell a Scotch egg is so I know what the hell I'm talking about. What is a Scotch egg? A Scotch egg is a boiled egg wrapped in sausage meat, coated in breadcrumbs, and baked or deep fried. What? Oh, where have you been all my life? My God. That's a beauty, man. But this is a vegetarian Scotch egg. Now, that doesn't even make sense. Get away from me. The world's largest vegetarian Scotch egg. Well, good for them. Weighed 18.3 pounds. And plenty of roughage. Good for you. Scotch egg. That's got to be on the bucket list, man. Got to have a Scotch egg before I die. That sounds fucking awesome. All right, electric car drifts 27.12 miles, breaking a world record. A Chinese car company broke a world record when one of its electric cars drifted 27.12 miles on wet surface. Well, good for you. Good for them. Apparently, it was slippy odd. That's a Pittsburgh joke. All right, Vermont teen walks tightrope in high heels for Guinness record. And, Arianna Wonderly, and, you know, boy, she makes the calves and the butt and everything look good. So she's on the tightrope, and hopefully she's over 18, because I just said something dirty about her. But anyway, I was a high school senior. She could be 18. Anyway, good for her. She walked across a rope 52 times for a total of 640 feet. That's really, man, 4-inch heels. She gonna make somebody a good woman there someday. All right. Not to be sexist. I'm woke. Seriously, I just woke up. All right. Ohio soccer team. This is my hometown team, baby. Guinness record. Scarves. A professional soccer team in Ohio. That would be the Columbus Crew. Thank you very much. Broke a Guinness World Record by assembling more than 1,000 scarves into a chain that stretched for more than a mile. Yeah, you heard me right. I haven't been to the new stadium, but that's because soccer players are real characters. I have to meet a few of them. Anyway, congratulations for bringing goodwill to Columbus, Ohio. And finally, an Idaho man donned a blindfold and managed to catch a beach ball thrown by his neighbor 35 times in 1 minute. David Rush, holder of more than 200 Guinness records, and his neighbor, Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, did the old blindfolded beach ball trick 35 times. I think we've done that one. I think somebody, he's breaking somebody else's record we mentioned. But that's okay. You know, we are always rooting for David, and he's trying to bring awareness to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. Now, in lieu of a poop story, we do have a wee-wee story. That's right. The Johnny Cash mural on the Arkansas Water Tower. Somebody shot him right in the old crotch, and he pissed for a day or so there while the water leaked out and watered the countryside. What a great, great, terrible thing to do. It is a crime. The perpetrator's intentions may have been playful, but the consequences are more serious. Kings Lynn is currently losing 30,000 gallons of water, or $200 worth, per day. And for a small community, those losses can add up fast. You know, they're just adding to the inflation and the problems. And gas is $5 a gallon. What the hell are you doing shooting Johnny Cash in the crotch? Man should be taken out and publicly humiliated. And in other P news, footage of a 29-year-old man who happened to be the manager at an Arby's in Washington State Hey, post. There's a video post of him peeing in a milkshake. Milkshake mix. So, yeah. And I hate bad news about Arby's because I love Arby's, man. But not in Washington State. Because he urinated into the milkshake mix, and it was served to dozens of people. And the police in Vancouver, they weren't really pleased with hearing about this, peeing in the milkshake bag. So they executed a search warrant on his phone, and as part of a child pornography investigation. Actually, this guy's got bigger problems than the peeing in the thing. So he might want to get legal help. And that's it. All the news, except for the monkeypox.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Everybody happy!
You muted, Paul? You muted there, Commodore? I said, here, here, Ford Prefect. Devo for the Possum Hall of Fame, indeed. Oh, Gumby, we miss you, boy. Yes, I'll send out a thing. I'll get his address there where he can be stalked and harassed, let's say. I'll send you each one, and I'll add the GTO on there. Anybody else that's not here that's usually used? Nah, we got the usual suspects. More or less. Well, except for that one guy. I don't think he likes Gumby at all. Gumby's such an affable, nice guy. I don't see how anybody doesn't like Gumby. You know, everybody doesn't like someone, but nobody doesn't like Professor Gumby. And I'm standing by that. I'm standing in it, actually, when you get right down to it. But luckily, I wore my hip boots. Speaking of which, it's time for another clever musical number. Ladies and gentlemen, I grant you Ford Prefect's next contribution to the Parade of Hits.
I looked inside the bedroom, I looked inside the dress, I looked beneath the pillow, thank God it isn't fresh. I looked inside the bathroom, amongst the magazines, I even crawled up on the floor through underwear and jeans. My hands had started shaking, my body getting cold, baby, where's the remote control? Baby, where's the remote control? Baby, 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 why you try to hide it from me? Baby, 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 how am I gonna watch my TV? I looked inside the closet, I checked up on the shelf, I even brought the dog in and looked inside the mouth. I checked up in the attic, the basement down below, I looked out in the driveway, shoveled all the snow. My heart is palpitating, I need something I can hold. Baby, where's my remote control? Baby, where's my remote control? Baby, 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 why you try to hide it from me? Baby, 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 how am I gonna watch my TV?
Not there. I've already looked there. Oh. They were so gone. No smoke's on them. Fine.
Sorry, come here. Come here. Ooh, yeah.
I tried. Oh, man. Let me look at
never mind.
The book rolled double, I'd say. Oh boy, not the heart. Now the story about the Gommy shirt was not a baseball story. Actually, I was going to mention my Pirates have really been playing some awful baseball lately. There have been some embarrassing games. I believe Daddy G's Cubs whooped them real good couple last week. And then the Cardinals, they had the bat boy pitch the last couple innings, I think. But they won. I think they won tonight. So just an idle thought. Yeah, no, and then it made me think that we're talking about the remote controls, and hopes that his son loses it right away. And I had a stepson there for a while, and his weird thing was he'd take the dang battery cover off and lose it, like right away. So you know, he doesn't think for he plays with the battery cover and then loses it. Every remote had raw batteries sticking out. It was embarrassing. Ah. Not really. If that's my worst memory of my stepson, well, then I did pretty good. He was a nice kid. Oh, Blue Jays not doing so good for it, says. Yeah. The Pirates got a lot of good guys in the minors that should be up in the majors, and I think they're going to rectify that soon, but... Beginning. It's in the links. Drubbings. They've had drubbings. Yeah, Daddy G, the Cubbies do suck, but they suck just a little less than the Pirates, you got to admit. They're just a hair above them on the suck scale. yikes. And then the Reds, they suck worse than the Pirates, but the Pirates can't beat them. What the hell's that about? You know? I mean, come on. All right. As I said last time, every time I hear, as the older I get, Alan Sherman gets funnier. Hit it!
When you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. I repeat what I just said before. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Oh, buy the corned beef if you must. The pickled herring you can trust. And the lock puts you in orbit, A-OK. But that big hunk of liverwurst has been there since October 1st. And today is the 23rd of May. So when you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst, it'll make your insides awful sore. Don't buy the liverwurst, don't buy the liverwurst!
Now that's a quickie that's a quickie. Yeah, which team sucks the loudest? Shit, even the Cardinals aren't that good. All right, here's my prediction. National League Central, it's Milwaukee all the way. Tell me I'm wrong. Alan Sherman was great. Ford says he is a god, small g. I have to agree with that. And like I said, the older I get... I think my only early exposure was Hello Mata, Hello Fada on Dr. Demento. And after a couple times, it seemed a little cornball. I didn't realize he has a library of great, great, funny, funny songs. Don't undersell Alan Sherman. Great! We'll play more of him as we go. But first, due to contractual agreement with the FCC, we at Possumhauer will now participate in the yodeling portion of tonight's show.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, yodeling.
What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Hiya,
babe. It's yodeling time.
Yodeling.
Yodeling. town in Tennessee among the mountains high lived a very handsome boy who had a twinkle in his eye. How he loved to do the polka and make all the girlies sigh with his
yodelay, yodelay.
One, two, whirl, and a yodelay. A boy and a girl and a yodelay. One, two, twirl, and a yodelay. Is all you need to do the polka.
In this little town in Tennessee, among the mountains high, lived a backwoods miss who also was quite charming to the eye. As she danced among the mountains all day long, you'd hear her cry with her
yodelay, yodelay. One, two, whirl, and a yodelay. A boy and a girl and a yodelay. One, two, twirl, and a yodelay. Is all you need to do the polka. One, two, whirl, and a yodelay. A boy and a girl and a yodelay. One, two, twirl, and a yodelay. Is all you need to do the polka.
Odelay, odelay,
odelay. Odelay, odelay,
odelay, odelay,
odelay,
odelay, odelay, odelay, odelay.
Rosalie Allen and Elton Britt. And I know both of them have been featured on the program before with the Tennessee Yodel Polka from 1949. Man, how come all the good music was from a long time ago and that? What's up with that? That was a dandy. Man. In lieu of the Friday non-polka possum. So yeah, Friday. I got my son's wedding. That's gonna be cool. Bringing the dog. Then I got a gig afterward with my favorite client. Man, he says he must have the John Bailey at the party. You know, he's the man. I said my name. I'll just edit that out later. Actually, my name is A. Boswell Farquhar. No. It's Specimen Pisspot. That's it. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks, hopefully, because there's a lot of miles between there and here. And anything could happen. There's going to be no pics from the Sweet 16 gig for it. Maybe a picture of the captured groundhog, but that's not till next week. Not that I'm actually going to capture a groundhog. That's just a made-up story for your own entertainment. All right. Well, I reckon we got to get out of here. Bum, 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 bum. Where's my shit, my tequila? Those those young girls. They were so nice. They were so sweet. So young. So pretty. And I, you know, because like I see kids like that, and I think I look at them fatherly, and I go, "Stay away from that. Don't touch her. And I don't like the way you're looking at her. All right? She's young. Stay away from her. Understand? Glad I didn't have daughters. Oh my God, I'm glad I didn't have any daughters. I couldn't handle that, man. Get your damn hands off my daughter. That's what I'm saying. MGD, Miller Genuine Draft. So thanks everybody for coming. As pointless as it was, I appreciate your participation in this, the Possum Hour. And David Rush, if you're listening, call in sometime. We'd love to hear from you. And Professor Gumby, if you're listening, get well soon. Soon, I mean soon. Sooner the better. Good Lord. How long are we supposed to suffer here, dude? Miller Genuine Draft. Duncan Mine Possums. Thanks for coming, everybody. I'll give you a couple. I'll give you a couple Batman heads for Gumby here. Batman, Batman. Boom. How you like them apples? Well. I laughed, I cried. It became a part of me. I might have wet him a little bit, too. And on that note, oh, yeah, I got to turn it on. Energize!
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.